From the Gospel of John, when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." 6 large stone jars of water. A master of a feast, wine and food, servants and wedding guests, a bridegroom, and of course, a bride. With all the things going on, something is bound to go wrong. No wedding ever goes quite how you planned it. Something always seems to go wrong. Between all the flowers, decorations, the cake, the seating arrangements, and your mother-in-law, your wedding day never goes quite how you planned it. And you know it's coming. Something is going to go wrong. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. And when the wine ran out, Yes, something does go terribly wrong at this wedding in Cana. Wine running out was an embarrassment to the wedding party. It was a noticeable error, a humiliating moment in front of an entire community. Only penniless people ran out of wine. Only the destitute and impoverished, the down-and-out folk who come up short with such a thing. And Mary sees it. She sees the thing that has gone terribly wrong. They have no wine, Jesus. It's a simple, humble statement. Mary does not tell the Lord what to do. She doesn't tell him how to fix it. She simply tells Jesus what is wrong. They have no wine. And Jesus does nothing. He even speaks a harsh word. "Woman, what does this have to do with me?" It's at this point, Mary's day, if it's not already in the darkness, some say that she might have been the wedding planner of this feast. It's plunged into utter darkness at this point. She's noticed something going terribly wrong. She knows that she cannot fix it. She brings the circumstance to the Lord, and he responds with, "What business do I have with you?" How distressing life can become when things go terribly wrong. And face it, between your family and your friends, your work, your children and spouse, all your responsibilities and all the things that you have to juggle, with all these things going on, something is bound to go wrong. And how upsetting life can be when things do go terribly wrong and you hear this from the Lord. "What does this have to do with me?" How does Mary respond? In faith. Even in the face of harsh words, even in the face of her darkness, she continues to believe that Jesus is kind, that he will help, that he will do something. She goes to one of his servants and says humbly, "Do whatever he tells you." She doesn't point them to herself. She points them to Jesus. "Do whatever he tells you." Because she believes deep down that Jesus will change this bitter situation and make it sweet again. And Jesus, of course, he's watching the whole thing spiral out of control. He sees the 6 large stone jars. He sees the master of the feast. He sees the wedding guests and the bridegroom, and of course, the bride. He sees his mother, and he sees the thing that has gone terribly wrong, but he does nothing. He stands still, refusing to act until the wine runs completely out. He waits, until the utter lack is felt by all. He waits until people realize that there is no remedy outside of him, that there is no help other than his might, that nothing can get them out of this mess unless it's by his miraculous power. Jesus is the one who is tenderly inviting us and all to rely on him. He's the one who stands ready to help all people who have run out, who are on empty. Their wine no longer remains. Our problem today is not that we have run out of wine. It's that we live as though we must keep it from running out. Far too easy for us to think that we have a little bit of wine left in us, and how much of our daily life is spent trying to keep that at a sustainable level. We must show that we are good enough on our own. We busy ourselves with our family and our friends and all of our work. And when we find the wine depleting, we plunge forward with all our responsibilities, convinced that we will get replenished. And when something does go terribly wrong, we come to Jesus and we ask for his help, but he does nothing because he has not come to this wedding, nor does he come to you to help you help yourself. He does not come for those who are still convinced that the wine that they have is good enough. No, he comes for the one who knows that they are completely dry, who have completely run out. Lord, I have no wine. I have nothing. I don't have any works to impress you with. I don't have any answers. I have nothing. To you, David cries in Psalm 28, to you, O Lord, I call. My rock, be not deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy. When I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands towards your most holy sanctuary. Today on Life Sunday, we remember those who have completely run out. Infertility can run a person empty. An abortion that haunts you from the past can run a person empty. A family breaking apart can run a person empty. Things that have gone terribly wrong in your life loom large like six large stone jars of water that have run completely out, reminding you day in and day out of your imperfections and your desperate need for cleansing. Lord, they have no wine. Jesus says to the servants, fill the jars with water. And they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast. So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and he said to him, everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine, but you have kept the good wine for last. Jesus supplies what lacks, and it is always good. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him, David sings. Jesus supplies his bountiful goodness and mercy to the ones who have run completely out, to the one who is exhausted, to the one who has nothing left. He supplies for all your needs of both body and soul. He supplies for this marriage with water and wine. He will supply for yours too. He supplies for life, the life of your spouse, the life of your children, the life of your family with water and wine, baptized into his name, your sins washed clean, blood flowing from the altar for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus supplies for all of our needs of both body and soul by his grace alone, given to us by faith alone in him. Up to the brim, our jars runneth over with his goodness and mercy. For our Lord Jesus is the one who waits, who acts, when things have gone terribly wrong and there's no other remedy, no other one to help. So the places in your life where things have soured, where the days have become bitter, where you now see that you have run completely dry, count it a blessing. For Jesus our Lord will surely fill you up and make it sweet. Look to your Savior, and he will give more generously to you than you or I could ever think or ask for faith never fails, and our Lord Jesus will supply where life has run completely dry with his blood, his spirit, and his water, which flows freely to you from his high and lifted up cross, the good wine saved for last. Amen.